Hey guys, welcome back to the Three Terrible Gamers podcast. This is episode 102, and I'm here with Colin, as always.
Hey guys.
All right, we have a couple left over from last week, and then we got some new ones. So, Doom and Doom 2 are getting multiplayer.
Yeah, so the original Dooms are getting some love, and it's going to be, which I believe it's already on Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
It includes 4-player split screen multiplayer on all platforms, with 8-player split screen available on Xbox X and S and PC. So it's 4 players for, I believe, the Xbox One, like the original Xbox One, and obviously 8 players for anything above that or PC.
Yeah.
Don't know why they wouldn't just make it 8 players for all platforms, because it's not like they can't handle the capability of it.
I'm not sure. But it's pretty cool that, I mean, they're adding multiplayer to some old games from 1993. But
yeah, I mean, yeah, that's definitely a thing. But like I said, I don't understand why they don't think that the normal Xbox could run 8 players. Not that I have 8 friends to play with, but...
Right.
Wait, I got PC anyway, so it's not going to make that big of a difference in the first place for me personally. But yeah, it's not like I got 8 friends in the first place, but the fact is, I mentioned it before on this podcast a few times, that you can play the original Doom on a little clear blue like pregnancy test thing, so it has capability of running a base game, so I'd hope that the Xbox One is able to run 8 players.
I don't know. Might be kind of hard on it.
Some rough stuff, hardware-wise. Yeah.
Dude, man, it's powerful. And pregnancy tests have some RAM in them, you know, to run that Doom.
Maybe the new one or Eternal, but not the originals. Those ones I'd understand.
Yeah. Doom Eternal, it's not a huge game and hard to run, but it's definitely can't run it on pregnancy test.
Definitely not. I don't think anyone's tried the original Doom 2 on a pregnancy test. I don't know, they tried the original.
I don't even know how in the world you'd even do that.
It's definitely electronic stuff I don't understand.
How you hack a pregnancy test. Why would you hack a pregnancy test?
I wonder if this will run it. And who figured out that a pregnancy test is at least 16-bit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or was the original one 8-bit?
It might have been, I think it was 16 though. I could be wrong. But either way, who has the time to even figure that out?
Like, somebody has the time.
Well, somebody yeah, but I'm just saying why. I don't get it. But I know, I mean, I understand making stuff run on a calculator, you know, that's, people do that all the time, but a pregnancy test, that's next level.
For sure. Next is Mario.
Yeah. Say, it says the game is available on PC via Steam, the Windows Store, and Epic Game Store, and GOG. I call it GOG. Xbox One, Xbox Series, PS4, PS5, and Nintendo Switch.
GOG. I do too. It just makes sense.
It does. I know it's actually GOG, but I call it GOG just in my to myself and when I read it. But
the GOG.
All right, Borderlands 3 is getting an August update.
Yeah, I think this update's already taken effect by now. I didn't, because this was a topic from last week.
Yeah.
But I believe it's already hit it, which it's no surprise because, you know, movie came out earlier this month. So, typical gaming fashion, if you get a movie or a series based on you, you're going to get updates to your games pertaining to the new thing. Because, what, Borderlands 3 has been out since 2019, 2020?
I think so. around that time. I haven't played it. I played the first two. I played mostly the first one, though, and it's good, but I haven't played three, so I'm not sure how good it is.
I haven't played any of it. I just couldn't really get into the visual style of the game.
It's cartoony, but
yeah,
it's fun. The movie's not doing so hot, but...
Definitely not. I didn't figure it would. I mean, I was hoping that it would.
Yeah, just Borderlands isn't really a huge... I mean, its own fan base, but a lot of people... It's not widely known, I guess. People that play it, and people that don't probably don't know about it. But.
Yeah. And it being a cartoon game, getting a live-action...
Yeah.
...situation, it makes it a whole different thing, too.
That's something that would have been better like an animated film. Yeah.
Because that's like Sonic. You couldn't make Sonic too realistic looking.
They tried, and then they got backlash. Yeah. They got made fun of for it.
Yeah. They should have took the same approach to Borderlands and took the initial bullion that Sega got from Sonic from trying to be super realistic, because it's a cartoon-based game. It's an animated game.
Yeah,
it's not like it's a Call of Duty where you expect realistic. It's not like it's 2K where you expect realistic. It's literally animated, and it's a joke in itself. Per gameplay from what I've seen it be played.
Yeah.
Like I said, you can't go from super animated and like super cartoon animated, I should say. I'm saying super a lot, don't know why. But it's just, you can't go from animated to live action in that sense, because it's like cartoon animated to like it's something you see like anime style.
Yeah. Yeah. Realistic, well, cartoony type.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a mix.
It's like the blends of the colors fall different from like a Tears of the Kingdom situation.
Yeah.
Like it looks like it's painted opposed to drawn.
Right.
I guess is the comparison I could say.
Like watercolor paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says the Borderlands 3's surprise update adds accessibility options for Steam Deck users, auto sell enhancements, and character creation. Coinciding with the launch of the critically panned Borderlands movie, the game update aims to entice players back with new features.
After watching that movie.
Huh?
So not after watching that movie.
No. It'll
turn you away from a series at that point.
I thought about watching it just to see how trash it was. I mean, it still has Jack Black and Kevin Hart in it, so it might be funny at least, but...
It's rough.
Did you watch it?
For free.
For free? Yeah, I was going to watch it for free, too. But so it's not worth watching? You wouldn't recommend it?
Definitely not. And Rotten Tomatoes also agree with that statement.
Is it at least funny with Jack Black and Kevin Hart in it? Or are they doing...
It's Jack Black and Kevin Hart... You know, their parts are the obvious, but
yeah.
You can't expect two comedians to carry a whole movie.
Right. Yeah. So you'd recommend Deadpool and Wolverine over Borderlands 3?
In a heartbeat.
That movie's doing really good.
Yeah. That game's reselling for a lot. The Deadpool 2013 game.
Yeah.
It's like selling, people's trying to sell it for like $500. An 11-year-old game.
People will buy it.
Specifically the PS4 version. I don't know why the PS4 version, because it's not no more special than the Xbox version.
I guess, I don't know. I guess more people have PlayStations because they sold more. I don't know.
Yeah. That just means there's more copies in circulation in theory.
Yeah.
It means the Xbox one would be more rare than the PlayStation one.
Yeah, right. Like nobody plays Xbox, I guess. I haven't played my Xbox One in a long time since I got my PC, my first one, handheld one. Mm-hmm. So even before that, I was playing Switch, so I haven't played it for a while.
Yeah, only thing I do is cloud stream, but I don't technically play, well, minus Call of Duty right now. Other than that, I just cloud it, so I haven't turned on my actual Xbox in a while.
If you have a PC, there's really no need to.
Yeah, because you can even get PlayStation titles on PC too.
Yeah.
Because even though there's a rivalry in between the two, they both got good games.
Yeah. They do. Alright, move on to this week's. AstroBot controller is already getting resold on eBay.
I didn't realize that was a thing until you sent me this topic.
Oh yeah, I seen it a couple weeks ago, the picture of it. The controller.
Yeah, but AstroBot DualSense controller sold out quickly after pre-orders went live on August 9th. Players faced long waits and website issues trying to buy the $80 limited edition device. Some controllers are now being resold on eBay for around $150, you know, basically almost double for the retail price. So, I mean, it's not surprising. I'm surprised they're not asking more for those controllers.
Yeah. Oh, and they will.
Oh, yeah.
Scalpers, you're going to
be scalpers. Somebody on eBay probably bidding theirs off and started a bid at $150 and just let it grow from there.
Yeah. I mean, the controller itself, I mean, it's nothing hugely special. Yeah, it looks cool, I guess. You know, kind of looks like it has eyes, but...
Yeah.
On the touchpad. But...
Are they bringing back AstroBot, though? Or did they do a collab controller?
I don't know. I don't know if they just done it as a theme, or if they are coming back out with it. I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything else about AstroBot except for the controller.
Because it's usually the two coincide with each other in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. They haven't done anything with AstroBot for a while, though.
I didn't realize it was a Sony thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, they've already sold out through the PlayStation Store, Walmart, and Target in recent weeks. It's scheduled for a September 6th release.
So people are selling their pre-order to people.
Yes.
I see how that could go terribly wrong.
Yeah. Which, I mean, they do it for everything. Consoles, games, everything.
I guess it's kind of like buying, like, tickets to concerts and stuff.
Yeah. Just reselling them. Mm-hmm. But you also take that chance that they don't actually have a pre-order. Yeah, most of them have like a picture, receipt, or a screenshot order number or something, but you can just make stuff up, make it look realistic, and just get $200 from a controller that you actually don't have a pre-order for.
Mm-hmm. Especially since it's still basically a month out.
Yeah.
That's something I would buy if it was there in person and already out. I wouldn't resell or rebuy pre-order.
No, I'm not going to buy a pre-order from somebody else. If I can't pre-order it myself, I'll just wait until it releases. Because even most of the time now, pre-orders are pretty... You're probably going to get one, but even still, though, pre-orders, you're not guaranteed to get that item because they can sell out of pre-orders and then they'll just refund you your money. Like the example for Luigi's Mansion 2 and Paper Mario Thousand Year Door remakes. Everybody's, or not everybody's, but a lot of people's pre-orders through Walmart for both of those games were refunded because Walmart didn't have enough stock for the pre-orders. So they just refunded them. So you're not even guaranteed a copy or a controller if you get a pre-order. So why would I trust a second-hand pre-order?
Oh, that still confuses me about pre-orders, because the whole purpose in a pre-order, I always thought, or what we always got told from like GameStop and stuff growing up, was it makes sure that there's a copy here for you.
Well, and now, I think now it used to be the pre-order is what they... So they already have a stock set aside that they're going to get after it releases, but the pre-order is what they're going to order for early copies, and you put that pre-order in, and that's why there's a cutoff for pre-order, so they can go ahead and order them before it releases. But now I think they just pre-order, a pre-order is just buying it so you'll get it. Because it used to be you pre-order, you get it by release day. Now you pre-order most places and you don't get it shipped until it releases that day. You don't get it on release day. You get it 3 or 4 days after. So now I think the pre-order's just buying it early for no benefits. They can't get early access or anything, so yeah. can't get it launch day.
Far out.
I think only sometimes, the only place that I've seen that you can get a game day one is Amazon, that they'll ship it out early. But that's only sometimes. Like, what game did I buy? I think it was Tears of the Kingdom I pre-ordered, and I had it by release day. Yeah. But they don't do that for all games.
Because we was talking trash about it that day it was supposed to come out on the podcast, because I think when the podcast released or something, it was supposed to be like the same day or whatever.
Yeah.
That well, episode.
Well, we got, you pre-ordered 2K18. I didn't pre-order it, but they had an extra pre-order copy there that I bought when you picked yours up. So sometimes they do have extra pre-order copies, but that was 2018, well, 17, I guess, when 2K18 released.
That's not controllers. Right. Like I said, purpose and like I said, what I would think for a controller or a console would be that way the company had enough to do whatever. It's like I said, it makes no sense of why, oh yeah, we ran out of stuff. Like, did you only expect to sell, you know, 200 and, you know, 1,000 people ordered? Like, what'd you expect to happen?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Especially since you got basically a whole month to make all these controllers.
Right.
A game you know is coming out. It is what it is. It's going to be bad, and, you know, the games now, you can get digital copies too, so it's not as big of a stress as what it is.
Yeah.
The actual gaming side of it, like the physical, well, the playing the game, but the actual controllers and stuff that you need to play with, it's a different ballgame. Because that's all physical. There's no digital controller yet.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'll let you count VR, but that's still pushing it because you still got to have something to control your VR headset.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully they don't ever try having a digital controller. I don't know how that worked, but.
Brain chip, maybe?
No, thanks. I'll quit gaming.
People would do it. You know that.
Oh, definitely, but I would. I'd quit gaming.
I wouldn't, but somebody would do it.
Yeah. No, thanks.
You could offer it right now as a trial thing, and somebody like, yeah, sign me up.
Oh, definitely.
I'll run.
There's some idiot out there would. No, thanks. All right. Red Dead Redemption 1 PC port has randomly been leaked on PlayStation Network.
Somebody's gonna lose their job.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
While you might expect the latest Red Dead Redemption PS Store leak to tease a new version of the game for PlayStation consoles, we wouldn't recommend getting your hopes raised for those native Red Dead Redemption trophies on PS5 just yet. Baffling is recently seems to have outed the upcoming PC port of one of the best PS3 games of all time, which I don't know why. I understand it's leaked on the PlayStation Store, but it's a Rockstar game, so it came out on all platforms initially, minus PC, right?
Yes, well, in that era, yeah. Xbox 360, PS3, but they remade it for the PS4, and Switch wasn't really a remake, I guess, but updated graphics. We went over it when it came out for the Switch and PS4. People thought that the PC port would come out then, and it didn't, but...
couldn't handle it.
Oh, yeah. You know, PC's Red Dead Redemption 1 is a tough game.
Yeah.
Xbox 360 ran it, but the PC can't.
Almost as tough as Doom 1.
Yeah.
Doom 2.
Definitely.
But it is more graphically advanced than those two games, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But still, you probably still can't play 4 players on it on the Xbox One. It'd be only 2 players.
Probably.
That game would be fun with co-op.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You might actually be able to beat the final level with 2 people.
Never looked and see what the final level was.
Well, it's an impossible one to beat.
Is it?
That's for sure. Spoiler alert. if you know how the game ends. I guess you don't know how to don't know how the game ends.
No, oh. I don't know the story to Red Dead.
Well, you die.
Nice.
You don't live.
Technically, Red Dead Redemption is a sequel to Red Dead Revolver.
Yeah.
And then Red Dead Redemption 2 is technically the third game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know the ending of 2, but I do know the ending of 1. I don't know the ending of Revolver.
I don't know any of them.
Because what, it came out on the original Xbox then and PS2?
Revolver?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I believe.
And they were stingy and then put it on GameCube.
You know, the GameCube can't run it, even though it's more powerful than the PS2.
I imagine how many blocks that game would take up, though.
Oh, probably need both slots.
Please insert 128 block on both sides for me to even start to run. That don't count any additional save files you want to put on.
Insert 2 1152 block memory cards. That'd be rough.
Memory cards.
I never got a 1152. That's the biggest one they made, I believe.
I think I had the highest one I had was like a 4 megabyte, but I think it was 128 block. Yeah. If my memory serves me correctly.
Because the 1152 were the gray ones. Not like yours, but the ones that.
Oh, mine was just an Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, but it's gray. I know it's gray, but the
Since
actual.
You was dumb enough to get rid of the game and a memory card.
I should have kept the memory card.
You should have kept the memory card.
I didn't need it though. I had 2 black ones. Actually, I had like 4 of them, but
those were the only 2 I ever had and ever needed.
I only have 2 now, but I don't know what happened to the other ones. But I did have like 4 black ones.
Purple one.
Yeah, I remember that purple one.
GameCube.
Yeah. Yeah. But technically you can play Red Dead Redemption 1 on PC already if you do Xbox 360 emulation on Xenia. I've played it on there, but I know what people want is a native port, but maybe you'll get it.
So Zach has played a little bit of it. He's going to go try to beat the game now. That way you can just see.
No, I don't have time. I have other games I need to beat before I start.
So since it is a Rockstar game, did you just do what you do on Griffith Auto and just go screw around, or did you actually try to do the story on that game?
When I played it?
Mm-hmm.
I tried doing the story, but I ended up just screwing around.
The normal.
I just, like Rockstar games, it's just,
yeah.
Stories just don't appeal to me.
I'm just like, Ashton's talking about him playing a Rockstar game. I was like, I know he just had to screw around.
They're just not
fun to me. Even though they
stay
out
of
all Rockstar games, those are the most story-driven games.
Just, I don't know. Rockstar stories just aren't fun to me. I'd just rather screw around. Ride my horse around.
Probably, undefinably, the best at open world. I'll give Rockstar that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, sandbox style open world. Because the difference between like Tears of the Kingdom open world and a sandbox open world.
Yeah. To me, it just always seemed like that the story was an afterthought. Like, I mean, it probably was. Like, they just worried about the world and what you could do in it and then worried, put a story in there afterwards. But I think that's why they never really.
Or Red Dead Redemption, anyways. Grand Theft Auto's, yes, it's definitely.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It was like GTA's. But Red Dead Redemption is. Probably put around the story, but still, I just don't care. That's just what it is. I don't care.
Rockstar, what do you expect?
Yeah. All right. What's next? Oh, we got a short one next. Until Dawn release date.
For a new comparison trailer that shows off the details on the main changes coming to the game with its remake, PlayStation has confirmed the title will arrive on PS5 and PC on October 4th, 2024.
Yeah.
Short one.
Yeah, it's like a short. Our next one, it could be short, but it's probably, I have a lot of crap for it, actually. A lot of games. But we have PS Plus Extra and Premium for August.
Hold on. I want to stop you real quick on the last one. So Until Dawn, I'm going to make it a little bit longer.
Okay.
It's, is it zombie or is it like vampire based? I can't remember which one it is.
I don't remember.
And it's only getting a remake, what, 9 years after it came out? It came out in 2015.
2015, yeah. Until Dawn Story. Just say.
First one I could rip Mountain Descend on Nightmare Waiting. Thank you, Steam. Survival horror game.
I don't know. I don't know if it's either.
Don't know.
It just says Until Dawn is a single player interactive game where it involves decision making within the gameplay. Developers Until Dawn, Supermassive Games inspired other new games. Where's the story?
Choices can lead to scenes of intense violence where gore might, which include characters falling to their death, characters dismemberment, where blood and viscera are shown, characters decapitation and other violent deaths, including scenes with gunshots. The game contains frequent, strong language, sexually suggestive dialogue, and occasional descriptions of alcohol and tobacco. Not tobacco!
Oh man, that's rough stuff.
That's the only thing you got out of that was tobacco.
Says the introduction of the game starts with 10 young adults on a camping trip in Mount Washington. Beth, Hannah, and Josh's sister start the gameplay with Hannah runs away from the lodge after a horrible prank was pulled on her by the rest of the group. Beth goes out to the woods to chase after Hannah until she finds her and cross paths with a stranger holding a flamethrower.
The Wendigo is their main villain theme. Majigger. It looks like some sort of zombie.
Okay. When you first said that, I was thinking Dying Light. That's zombie based, but
maybe it's hard to tell. It's a survival horror, so they take a Silent Hill approach. They could take obviously they're going to take their own approach on their own game. But, maybe. Resident Evil, Silent Hills in the original days.
I mean, it's already been out, so.
Yeah.
It's a remake.
For 9 years.
Yeah.
I'll probably play it. Not when it comes out, but I'll probably wait about a week or two just because that'll be when I get back from vacation.
Yeah, I should be able. If it's not online, maybe I should be able to get it at a discount.
Stream discount.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can move on to the next one now.
We got 1 minute.
I think we can cover 1 minute.
Okay. PS Plus Extra and Premium Games for August.
Got The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, PS5, PS4. Wild Heart, PS5. Cult of the Lamb, PS4, PS5. Ride 5, PS5. Watch Dogs 2, PS4. Sword Art Online, Last Recollection, PS4, PS5. Naruto to Boruto. Shinobi Striker, PS4. Sword Art Online, Alcazation Licorice, PS4. Sword Art Online, Fatal Bullet, PS4. Sword Art Online, Hollow
Realization. It's a tongue twister, I know.
Vacation Simulator, PSVR2. Vacation Simulator, that's different. Time Splitters. PS2. Time Splitters 2. PS2. Time Splitters Full Perfect. Future Perfect. PS2. Sword Art Online Lost Song. PS4. So, the PS2. I know it's a little bit longer than a minute now. But, the PS2. So, I'm assuming they have like a Nintendo Switch Online situation where they got the emulated old titles.
Yeah, They do like PS1, PS2, I think some PS3 game, PSP. It's hit and miss more than the Nintendo Switch Online is on quality games. So I've heard what I've seen, but because I don't have PlayStation Plus, because you have to have a PlayStation. It's not like Game Pass. It's stupid. But like, if you didn't have to have a PlayStation, I would get it. If it was like Game Pass, but it's not. So.
Yeah. It'd be nice if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Don't think they realize how much more money they could make if they made it to PC and PlayStation could both do it without one or the other.
Yeah. But it is Sony, though.
They're going to whine about the Activision deal, but they're not going to do the same thing their competitors are doing to make more money.
Yep. It's the Sony way. All right, that's all the time we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Watch us live on YouTube or Twitch. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, pretty much all of them. Join our Discord, chat with us, buy our merch on Redbubble, and yeah. I also made a Tee Public for the podcast as well for merch, because you can get stuff a little cheaper there. So I actually ordered a shirt from there last week. It should be here Monday. And everything on that site, not just for us, but the whole site is on sale. You can get shirts, a t-shirt for $16. So buy our merch. Colin, do you have anything?
I think you got everything.
All right. We appreciate you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big.